This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back into Gwen and Chris, kicking off the 4 o'clock hour. That means Chris versus the fans is coming right up. 833-288-0973 if you want to play some trivia. Who knows? You might be the next person that gets to hear Alanis Morissette sing. Yeah, I don't know. And go to Las Vegas. Stick around for that. Congratulations out there to Nicholas. You know, my dad was named Nicholas.
I did not know that.
You did not know that. And my dad was the one who got me into horse racing.
Really?
And I don't know if this is a great thing or not, but he used to take me when I was like 12 years old to the horse races.
I mean, it was the 70s.
It was a little different time. It was a different time, but yeah, he used to take me and taught me how to place my wager. I don't know. Again, I don't know if this is all that good to be passing along, but
I mean, anyway, it was a different time.
I've always enjoyed the races, and Nicholas out there knew that the only horse to ever beat the great Zenyatta, you can blame a horse named Blame. Nicholas got it. He'll go to the Aztec basketball game as a result on Saturday night against Nevada. All right, let's play ball. Script.
Play ball.
Yep.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first time player, let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that first question for free today. Not going to lie, having a hard time with the phones right now for some reason. They are not responding to me, but I restarted, and I think things are ready to go. So if the phones go cattywampus, I'm just warning everybody. Let's go to our first contestant. Oh, wait. We already said the price. Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, you get to go to Alanis. You get to go to Vegas and see her perform.
Yes. All right. David, you are the first contestant. Hello, David.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, good. David.
You ready to play?
Good to have you on.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Let's see. What NBA team is the only team to have clinched a playoff spot so far?
I'm going to go with the Timberwolves.
The Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Unfortunately not.
Wasn't listening to the last segment, apparently. We were talking about...
I mean, it was buried in that segment.
Yeah. But we talked about this team just a little bit ago. The Cavalanche, otherwise known as the Cadavers back in the day.
I'm sorry about that, David.
Sorry, David. Yeah, there was a time when the Cleveland basketball team was so bad they were called the Cadavers.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't?
I have
know
heard that.
That
before.
Okay, now they're the Cavalanche because they're doing well.
Of course, I go, oh, Cadavers. My ears perk up when I hear Cadavers. All right, let's go to our next one. I don't know. This is Para? Para, are you there? Okay.
Not there. Well, we're having phone issues.
That's true.
That's not a good thing.
Let's try this one. Peter in UTC. Peter?
Yes.
All hey, right.
Peter. He's there.
All right. You ready to play, Peter?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Good luck, Peter.
Who do the Aztecs men's basketball team play on Saturday?
Who do they play?
Yes, who do they play?
Who are they playing this coming Saturday? Must-win game, Peter.
Utah State.
Utah State, he says.
Utah State. Unfortunately,
Nevada. On we go.
Sorry about that. Man, we're just crushing people's
dreams
right
now. Yes, well, we're not getting the most in-tune contestants so far. Those are two really easy questions that were missed.
I don't know. I think I would have missed the Cavs one if I wasn't in this room when we said that.
Okay.
All right, let's go to... What is the next one?
I don't have. I can't help you because I don't have my screen's not
functioning.
All right,
we're going to get this fixed. Yeah. Steven in Spring Valley. Hello, Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Hello, how are you guys?
We're good, great, good. Thanks.
Ready to play?
Ready? Yes, ready to play.
All right. What team took down the number one college basketball team last night in men's basketball? So basically, what team beat the number...
Two nights
ago. No, wasn't it last night?
No.
We made the...
The number one team in basketball is Auburn.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, it never... I messed this up.
And Auburn lost a couple of nights ago. You can stay with it. Just say who beat Auburn.
No.
Who beat Auburn the other night? Oh, goodness.
Who did Florida beat last night?
Who did Florida beat last night? Okay. That's it. That's your question. Not a college basketball fan. Who did Florida beat in college? Yeah, who did college basketball last night? Who did Florida beat last night? It was a top 10 matchup.
I do not know.
He doesn't know. All right. So you messed it up. It was a faulty question, which has never happened before. So what do we do when you ask a faulty question?
It wasn't a faulty question. It was just a very confusing question.
What do we do when you mess up the question? That this is uncharted territory.
It's not.
No, I know it isn't. It happens pretty much.
I know. You're being sarcastic.
Every show.
You're being sarcastic.
The answer to who they beat last night is Alabama.
Yes.
The answer to the team that beat the number one team the other night was Texas A&M beat
That's
Auburn.
Right.
Now
right.
Move on.
I know.
Okay. We're rolling.
Nick, are you there?
Ah, another Nick. I like it.
Yes, I am.
Hey, Nick.
All right. You ready to play, Nick? All right.
Welcome to it, Nick.
Let's go. Question number one. Yeah. Where is the WCC tournament played? The West Coast Conference tournament played. What city?
Gosh, I knew the last. You're number one.
Let me give you a hint, since we could use a correct answer here. It's the same city as the Mountain West tournament is played in.
I was going to guess Las Vegas anyway.
All right, you got it. Yes, they're both in Las Vegas, so very good.
We're on to question number two.
We're making some headway here.
All right, question number two. You know, one thing we're going to talk about in the Big Five is Joey Bosa. Where did Joey Bosa play college football, Nick?
Joey Bosa's the...
Ohio State.
That's correct. Joey Bosa got released.
The last of the San Diego Chargers.
He is. He is. Yeah. It's kind of crazy, but it is what it is. Next one. We're going to go another Joey Bosa question, because I got on this Joey Bosa kick earlier. What team did Joey Bosa make his NFL debut against when he was a San Diego Charger in 2016?
Come on. Why would anybody know this?
That game.
I remember it like it was
yesterday. Let's go with Chris's Dolphins.
Dolphins.
The Dolphins. Stay there.
Well, there's 28 other teams I could choose from. It was a season opening game in 2016.
No, remember? He missed the first four games of his rookie year.
Got it. So it was the fifth game of 2016. That's not helping me.
That was his debut.
Great. It was against the Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
I don't know. Wow! Winner! I mean, a loser for me, but a winner for...
It was against
the Raiders. That was pretty good. I got to give you that one. Nicely done.
The reason I know it is because I was working on Chargers radio at the time.
Okay.
And it was a massive deal that he finally was making his debut, and I know they were in Oakland for it. So.
All right. That's good enough for me, and it's good enough for
Nick.
Nick. Oh, it was another Nick.
Was it?
No. Nick.
Yeah, Nick. Yeah, it was Nick.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm looking at his name on the phone right now. Stay there, Nick.
We got two Nicks, one in the last 10 minutes.
I guess you're right.
Nicholas,
and now Nick, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Here on
we should just turn on Nickelodeon.
And then later on tonight, watch the Knicks game.
Oh, hey-o.
All right, we got it all.
Do I have anything else? I don't.
I nicked my arm a little bit.
Good one.
Thank you. At some point during the show... Yeah, we're giving away all stuff. I guess if your name's Nick, you can win this prize later. A chance to win two tickets to Kane Brown. He'll be performing at Pechanga Arena on March 13th. Limited tickets remain at AXS.com. That's AXS.com. You're going to be wanting to listen for the following music to be played. I'm giving you time to find
it. Okay, I got it.
I'm hoping to give you time to find
it. I got it.
When you hear... this bit of music, that's when you'll dial in to try to win Kane Brown. This is what you're listening for.
Put some miles on it. Back to the Chevy with the engine running.
I don't know why, but I just want to like wave my non-existent hair.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like it would feel good during that song to just wave your hair around.
Very good, Scrape. All right.
Thanks, Chris.
Let's take a break. When we come back, Aztecs women's basketball team... had a great year, and they hope to continue that. They've won 22 games. They will play in the Mountain West Conference Tournament starting on Monday in Las Vegas. One of their star players, Adriana Quezada, is on the show. When we come back, we'll meet her. We always have fun with these interviews, so yeah. Stick around after traffic.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, welcome back to it. Chris Hello. Tony Gwynn Jr. is down in Florida the rest of the week. His daughter's soccer tournament. Dad of the Year votes for Tony Gwynn Jr. Matt Scraby's alongside here at the Odyssey Palace Studios. And 4:18 is the time. Right now, real quick, USD in its West Coast Conference play-in game against Pacific. Great game, Scrape.
Yeah.
Pacific 65, USD 64 with about 5 minutes to play. Maybe the Toreros can pull one out.
That 4.5 points the Pacific has. Not looking good right now.
Yeah, it's going to be sketchy. I have had the pleasure watching this, our next guest, young lady, play for the Aztec women's basketball team. Scrape, nobody makes crazier shots than Adriana Quezada.
Is that right?
She's got a flair for the dramatic, and she's got a flair for the remarkable, and we are lucky to have her on the program, all-conference forward for the Aztecs, Adriana Quezada. How are you doing today, Adriana?
Hi, I'm doing good. And how are you?
Well, we are good. We are good. And you guys, obviously, are doing good. It's been a really fun season. You guys got 22 wins, and now it's the I guess storm, because really everything all year has pointed to going to Las Vegas next week for the tournament. Tell me how you and the team are feeling about now.
You know, I feel like we've been talking about it this whole year, of course, like the conference tournament, and we've kind of been taking it like step by step with preseason, conference season, and then now this is kind of like we call it like our third season. And it's just like going into this, we all know like it's a different type of focus, especially for the conference tournament.
Talking to Adriana Quezada here on 97.3 The Fan, Aztecs women's basketball. I'm not going to ask you a basketball question right out the gate.
Because you know that we interrupted what she's doing.
What? Okay. Yes. Yeah, this is the thing. Chris told me this earlier, and then now I had to ask you. But I guess you're a big-time gamer. You like playing video games. So tell me what system you have and what game you've been playing lately.
Did we interrupt you today, Adriana?
No, actually, I haven't been on the game today yet, but I have a PlayStation 5. Yeah, yet is the key word, but I play the PlayStation 5, and I usually play story mode on Spider-Man, but recently my teammates have been getting into Fortnite, so I'm starting to play that again.
Okay, I have a PS5 too, and I need to get the Spider-Man game. Everybody tells me the Spider-Man game is awesome. Awesome.
No, it really is. I'm definitely recommending it as well.
Okay, I'm going to get it because I like story modes, and if I can be going through a city doing my web thing as I'm going from buildings, I'm all in it. Yeah. Well, that's cool, Adrian.
I'll tell you what, Scraby, when they cut down the nets in Vegas next week, and Adrian is in a really good mood, I'll ask her if I can borrow the Spider-Man game.
I would never. It's probably a digital download.
Can't do that. Hey, Adriana.
Yeah, it's digital.
You can't trade things anymore.
Nah, she is a gamer, but she's a gamer, but she's a baller at heart. And I love to watch this kid play. She's 5'10", 5'11", maybe, but you're playing in the post against bigger players. And so you and I have talked about this, but this is what has made you come up with an array of crazy shots that you're able to do, and you practice this stuff, and I mean, you're able to score against bigger players. How satisfying is that?
I find it pretty satisfying. Like you said, like I've kind of always been undersized in the post compared to like my opponents, so making those shots, and I guess like just kind of seeing like people's reactions, it brings me joy sometimes, especially when it's the other team and they're just like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, okay, I'm doing my job.
Yeah, you should see the looks they give her. Like, how did that go in?
Like, right? That would be pretty crazy.
Yeah, she can get it done.
I'm talking to Adriana Quezada here on 97.3 The Fan. And I'm looking at some of the things that you've done at San Diego State. You're an All-Mountain West team player. You're an All-Mountain West tournament team player. You're All-Academic team, Puerto Rico national team.
Yeah.
Like, what is... how do you go about doing all of that while doing schoolwork, while working on video games, and keeping your game at the top?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think, first of all, I've been 6 years in college, and it's definitely, I've had some fumbles, but learning how to manage my time has really been key, and like having priorities, and of course, like, as much as I love video games, I know there's, like, I can't do it all the time. So just, like, knowing what my priorities are, especially during season and everything.
Adriana's from Frisco, Texas, which is close to Dallas.
Yeah.
And
yes.
Grew up there, and she played at Texas San Antonio. Then she got a little closer. She went to Utah State. And then she finally figured it out, and she got out to San Diego State. But you had a high school teammate, who went to San Diego State, Mallory Adams. Did that help you start thinking about San Diego State at some point, or how did you wind up finally getting to the Aztecs?
I think it helped quite a bit when I was in the transfer portal. Obviously, like, I knew of San Diego State because I went to high school with her, but I also learned more, like, playing at Utah State and playing against San Diego State, and I asked, like, I remember talking about her before, like, trying to get the gist and everything, and I feel like that helped just get me like a better feel of what I was looking for coming from Utah State.
But also
San Diego, the location, like, it got me.
Yeah, that was a good decision, Adriana. Yeah, she's all academic for a reason, Scraby. She's pretty smart, obviously. Hey, look. Adriana, I don't know if Coach is listening, but speak for the rest of the team about Stacey Terry Hudson. And because, you know, look, around this team, people outside don't get to see the moments that you guys all spend together. She seems to do a great job of making this a bit of a family, and I think that that's part of why you've had so much success. Do you think?
No, yeah, I agree with you. Like you said earlier, like me, I've been to different schools. I've had different head coaches, but being here at San Diego State and like having her as my coach these past 3 years, like it's been a real blessing just because like she makes it like a family. So like I'm 1,000 miles away. I don't know how far Texas is, but I don't feel like alone, and I feel like I have my coaches and I have my teammates as like my support, and like they're all my family, you know. And I think she does a great job in just making you feel like that.
Talking to Adriana Quezada here on 97.3 The Fan, Aztecs women's basketball. And what is life after college basketball for you? Is it pro basketball? Is it what are you planning on
doing? Can't you tell, Scraby? She wants to go into broadcasting. She wants to sit with me and call
games.
Okay,
that's cool too.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm not much of a talker.
You seem like you're doing okay.
She's doing great, right? Yeah.
Thank you. It's funny you can see me. I'm like, after season, I know for a fact I'm going to play overseas, but I know in the summer I'm going to continue doing the 3-on-3 for the Puerto Rico team.
Oh.
And as of right now, that is like the only set plan I have.
Wait, is this the Puerto Rico national team? Do they qualify for the Olympics?
Last year they did, yes, but that's the 5-on-5 team.
Okay.
3-on-3.
Because I know that they do have a 3-on-3 now in the Olympics. But
yeah,
I wasn't
they do.
Sure.
That's right. Yeah.
No, yeah, they do. We didn't make the last year was my first year, and that was the year of the Olympics. But obviously, like upcoming, like in the next 4 years, that is definitely the goal.
Awesome.
Well, Adriana Quezada, it's been fun to watch you play. And, you know, I know that yourself and Kim Villalobos has been on our show before. The two of you could have, you know, moved on from your college careers at the end of last season. But you both came back because you wanted to do one more thing. And that was to go down and cut down the nets in Las Vegas next week. And I plan to be there to see you do it. So best of luck next week, and thanks for a great season, and we'll see you soon. Thanks for coming on the show. You did great.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, and thank you all for your time.
You got it. There she goes, Adriana Quezada, the all-conference forward for the San Diego State Aztec women's team. Spider-Man on the PS5, huh, Scrape?
I've legitimately heard that Spider-Man, because when I first got my PS5, everybody said, did you buy the Spider-Man pack, which means you could buy the PS5 with a game.
What does Spider-Man do? Just run around and try to
save people? What are you talking about?
What does he do? I don't know. What in the game? What do you do?
Oh, I'm assuming...
You press a button and spider web comes flying out your wrist?
Yeah, definitely.
I imagine that's one of the things.
Yeah. I would assume that they have a story where you're going through and you have to like find a villain. At the end, you have to take down the villain. The story mode is my thing on video games. I've been doing more multiplayer stuff, but I love story mode because it's almost like you're playing a movie.
You must be speaking another language to me. I don't get any of that, but
we're going to have Chris play some MLB The Show this year.
The reason I know Adriana is a major Spider-Man fan is because I think our plane got delayed one day somewhere, and we were sitting in the hotel, and she was like, ah, awesome. She went and got her game out and popped it in, and you know,
she's bringing it with her on the road. That's
what athletes do, Scrape.
That is true. Blake Snell brought an entire computer on the road.
Where have you been? This is what athletes do. They bring the games with them.
Yeah.
All right. Adriana did a great job. She's a soft-spoken kid, but she plays a mean game on the court.
I was pretty impressed when I was looking at what she did in all everything team, basically. An all-academic team is pretty important.
You know, all-academic, this is not something that we should gloss over. Almost every player on that team is all-academic.
That's awesome.
And the other thing we should not gloss over is that the Aztec women's team, for the second year in a row, set an all-time attendance record.
Wow.
It means last year they set a new record. This year they topped that record. So people, you know, are really coming to games and having a good time. And that's fun to see. And, of course, they keep winning, so that's good, too.
Yeah, they've won 22 games or 23 games?
22 this year.
That's a lot.
So far.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a good season. USD's gone ahead, Scrape. 74-71, Toreros, 2:37 left.
In the madness of March.
Here come the Toreros. Steve Lavin making a run. We'll see if they can hold on when we come back with more Gwynn and Chris. Nothing beats an exciting Torero basketball game coming right down to the final second, Scrabe. Especially when the Toreros are trying to keep alive a 5-26 season. But they are trying to do just that. They lead Pacific 76-75. A minute to go in the game. We'll get you a final here shortly.
Chris goes...
What?
During the break, we were watching the game, and the referee showed up on screen. He goes, oh, great. They get the same terrible refs that we get.
Pretty much. I recognize these guys, and they don't seem to know what they're doing. They're having an official review right now, and the three of them are standing there trying to figure out whose ball it should be based on an out-of-bounds call. Steve Lavin is...
They are really taking a long time. This has been...
Took him 20 minutes to figure out whose ball it is. Steve Lavin's like, really? Are you kidding me? But I don't think he got the call. I think they gave it to the other guys. Are you ready for a little traffic? And then hit us up with some Big Five.
Yes.
I see. Scrape, there's a lot of good stuff that happened today. I'm curious to see what you chose.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. I've had a few requests for this, Chris, because it is raining outside.
Wow, it is raining really hard. This is being cool here on the Entercom Empire, so if you're sitting out there.
What?
That has great staying power.
I mean, so
it was
much.
7 years ago, and there's still people who want to hear it.
I know. It was one of my worst moments on the air. Maybe what I just did in the commercial break when I was doing my fat loss commercial, which I need to go find. Or the time that I was trying to do a commercial and I'm trying to look for the I said this.
What's up, Scrappy?
I said hello to myself in the commercial.
That was a classic.
All right. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com.
By the way, take a look up at the screen. And the
They're still deciding?
Are still trying to figure out whose ball it is.
What in the world is happening?
Yeah, no kidding. The ball, every time, the ball's gone out of bounds three times in the last, 5 minutes, and the officials haven't known whose it's gone off of yet. Like,
that's a clear off of Pacific.
Clear! Right. Like, why are you even looking at it? These officials are just, they're just.
Well, rotten. They got the call right on that one.
They didn't get it right yet. They are looking at it. They still may mess it up after video review.
This is brutal.
Don't be surprised if they do mess it up after video review.
This is brutal.
Number five.
All right, we talked about it in the Chris vs. the Fans game quite often, but Joey Bosa's time with the Los Angeles Chargers is officially over.
Yeah, the last San Diego Charger.
Yes, he was the last San Diego Charger. The team opted to release the star pass rusher last night. He had been with the team since the team selected him with the number 3 overall pick in 2016. Bosa had 22 total tackles and 5 sacks last season. The reason they're doing this is the move is going to free up more than $25 million in cap space. The big question out there, and this is not my Big Five question, but the big question is whether or not the 49ers are going to bring him in to play alongside his brother Nick.
Yeah.
Joey has played in just over half of his games in the last 3 seasons and will be coming up on his 10th season. Chris, is Joey Bosa still a top-notch defensive player?
I think, no, is my answer. I think it all turned downhill for Joey Bosa in that Jacksonville playoff game. I don't think he's ever recovered from that disaster.
From his meltdown?
I mean, meltdown. It was like 5 meltdowns. This guy once forced 7 fumbles in one season and had 11 sacks. He was a menace.
No one is doubting his talent.
Well, we are now. The last four seasons, he's forced four fumbles and had 11 sacks total in three seasons. So he's not nearly productive.
No.
So, yeah, best days are behind him. Smart move by the Chargers, unfortunately. Save money and don't pay him the kind of money that he's not earning anymore.
Exactly.
This is how football works. It's a mean game. We know this, Grabe.
Yeah, the 49ers are going to release Javon Hargrave today. I mean, a lot of teams are they're releasing next week.
And Joey Bosa was in the Pro Bowl this year, so somebody thought he was pretty good, but statistically he didn't measure up.
Well, everybody makes the Pro Bowl because everybody above those guys drops
enough.
Is Joey Bosa still a top-notch defensive player? Let me say this first. Please, 49ers, do not sign Joey Bosa. He will be injured more than he will play because that has been his MO over the past couple years. 3 years, actually. I definitely don't think he's a top-notch defensive player anymore. I do think he's a good defensive player, but I don't know that he's an every-down guy anymore either because of the injuries and because of the mileage on his body. Joey Bosa was polarizing here in San Diego when he first got here because he wouldn't sign. And so he just kind of sat out forever.
Yeah.
And then he finally signed and he made his debut five games into the season.
I think it's sad, though, that the final San Diego Charger is no more.
Sergio
There's a bit
said,
of sadness to that.
Sergio said, it's good PR if the Bosas play together. It is not good PR. I do not need those guys to play together.
PR doesn't win games.
No, it doesn't.
Sergio.
And Nick is getting paid a lot of money, so that's fine.
Number four.
MLB mainstay Justin Turner was in Seattle for a couple of months last year and recently was asked by Bob Nightingale for his thoughts on the Mariners. He said, quote, the fact they missed the playoffs by one game and didn't go out and add an impact bat or two when you have the best pitching staff in baseball just seems absurd to me. I'm up first. Was the Mariners offseason absurd? When you put it like that, yeah, when you're one game out and you do nothing to improve your team, yeah, that's absurd. You have to realize that you're right there, and you have to make a couple moves. I don't care what it is that you need to. I don't know if you need to break open your piggy bank or something. You got to bring someone in. You're one game out. The AL West is up for grabs. You have to be able to go and do something to make your team better. Chris?
I'm not going to react quite that harshly on the Mariners. They did miss the playoffs by one game. They were a game behind both the Royals and Tigers, who tied for the two wild card spots. But the Mariners, they're similar to the Padres. They're not a big market. You know, they don't have all the money in the world to spend, et cetera, et cetera.
Seattle's a huge city. I hate that.
Well, I know. San Diego's a huge city, but market-wise, remember, Seattle's up against the coast as well. There's no west of Seattle.
Yeah,
just like there's no west of San Diego. So I think they have a pretty good team. And you got Castillo, you got Kirby, you got Gilbert, you got Bryce Miller, you got Brian Wu. That's a five-man staff that's all back. They're all good.
Yep.
You got Andrés Muñoz closing.
Yep.
He's back. He's good. I don't think that they needed a massive overhaul, especially in the American League, to make up just one game. So would it have been cool? They got Donovan Solano. That's something. I don't know. I don't care enough about the Mariners.
Me neither.
To watch it. But in the American League, you don't need as much as you do in the National League. There's just better teams in the National League. Mariners can make the playoffs without making a change, especially with that staff.
All right.
Number three.
Whenever something bad happens, you can expect people to try to find the answers as to why, even if it's already out there as to why. Kyrie Irving, the media is saying that the amount of minutes he has been playing over the last couple weeks was the reason that he tore his ACL or contributed to tearing his ACL.
Yeah, saw that.
He had played at least 40 minutes in each of his first five games after the Luka trade, and then he averaged 39.3 minutes per game in February. And so the media said this, and Jason Kidd had a response for that. He said that he wanted to play that much, and he went, quote, but are we reporting that? Are we? No, we're not reporting that. We're reporting that we're running someone into the ground. That's not true. That's his job, is to play, and he loves to play. And it's all right to play 40 minutes at the age of 32 in a month span. This isn't the whole season, right? I think sometimes we're taking things a little bit too far, or we're not really telling the truth because we want the likes or the hearts, or we want somebody to put us in up on a platform of not telling the whole truth. Because it was a freak accident. It happened early in the game. We should be promoting our athletes, our players, to play more minutes and play more games. But are we? Probably not, end quote. Chris, is the media getting worse with their takes?
The media is worse, and we as a society continue to get wimpier. I get so tired of, first of all, the media complains that guys don't play enough.
Thank you.
Now,
you think he's playing too much?
A guy's playing, and he gets hurt, and so the media criticizes that. It's absolutely ludicrous, and I am not the all-time Jason Kidd guy.
Yeah.
But I'm way behind him on this. You are waiting for the story to happen, and then you're fitting an angle for your narrative. This is absolutely idiotic. Kyrie Irving can play. He's been playing his whole career. The fact he played 40 minutes for three or four games, again, you know, the days when guys played 40 minutes every night, you know, and didn't have any off nights, you know, those are long gone. But, yeah, don't ask for guys to play and then criticize when they play and say that's the reason he got hurt. This is why some coaches don't want to play guys, because they don't want to face the criticism.
Now, this could be a...
Jason Kidd says, hey, right. I don't care.
Which he's right. He's paid to play basketball. Now, do you want to manage your guys during the season? Absolutely, you do. Yeah. You have to. It's just part of the game. But when you need someone because your team traded the superstar and then you had injuries,
right. He's
going to have to play more. And Kyrie Irving's he's a man. He could say, I don't want to play that much. And this might be an ignorant comment. Or not an ignorant, but just an uninformed comment. Does running more increase the chances of an ACL tear?
Not that I know of.
It's not damaging his knee to the point where it's going to tear it. This is, media's takes are getting absolutely out of control. It sounds like people are just trying to... society
that continues to grow and grow too.
But you're right. If you're going to complain about load management and guys not playing, you cannot complain because the guy's playing too much.
Yeah. You heard him. You hurt him by playing him too much.
Yeah, this is your fault, Jason Kidd.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Stupid. It is stupid.
Stupid, and now I'm a Kyrie fan, so you know I'm sticking up for it.
Yes.
Number two. Real quick, Torero's lead by 3. 2 seconds left. Free throw. Good. They lead by 4. And the Toreros win it.
Nice job, Toreros.
81-77. Steve Lavin and company improve to 6-26.
I mean, look how excited these guys are. That's
absolutely
awesome.
They get the win. They get to move on in the tournament. They'll play Loyola Marymount in the second round tomorrow.
All right.
Good job, Toreros.
Nice job.
I'm happy for Steve Lavin. Like I said, he's going to be back next year. USD announced that. And
hopefully he can build something in the offseason.
He will. I think he will. You know, don't take away 5 of the guys' top 6 scorers and then expect a great season.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's almost, you could do that to anybody and they wouldn't have a good season.
True. So, very true.
I'm glad they won today.
All right. Barry Bonds was recently on All the Smoke with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. It's a podcast on, I didn't want to say the network.
Don't say it. Doesn't matter. Podcast.
Yes. Barry Bonds was asked by these guys if he could still hit 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Mm-hmm. And Chris, pull up your little video screen because Barry Bonds is going to be on video here.
Is that Barry Bonds?
No,
there?
That's Steven Jackson.
Oh, I was going to say.
Here it is.
100-mile fastballs pissed to you today. You hitting any of them out?
100? That's easy.
Right now, today.
I don't care how hard you throw a baseball.
They're gone.
There ain't no way you can throw a baseball 66 inches. I can't just do like this. If there's a catcher behind home plate that sits like this with a glove, and you throw 100 miles down, he just go like this, boom. Boom.
He's.
All I did was change this object to a bat. Boom. Boom. I ain't got to change nothing. I just changed the object.
Right now.
So there he goes. I thought that was pretty hilarious.
That's a good question, by the way.
It is a great question.
Yeah, I like the question.
So my question to us, I'm up first. Do you think that Barry Bonds could still hit 100-mile-an-hour fastballs? My answer is probably. I would think so, because he's swung at so many baseballs in his life. I don't think you forget how to swing at a baseball. Do you think, Chris, that Barry Bonds could hit 100-mile-an-hour baseball today?
Barry Bonds is 60 years old.
He looks good.
He looked amazing in that video. If you saw it on YouTube, you know what I'm saying. He looks like he could easily still suit up and play for somebody.
Hit like maybe 30 home runs.
There's no question. This guy's... Look, Tony...
Can you explain what he did with the bing, bing? Was it a timing thing?
Yeah, he was showing that if somebody throws 100 miles an hour and a catcher catches the ball, that he takes the glove and in his mind, he just turns that glove which catches the ball.
Yeah.
And that's his bat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he can get the meat of the bat to that ball.
It's a wild
thought. He had the fastest bat in the history of the sport. The fastest bat from here, I'm not a hitter, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
From top of swing to swing, he went through that zone, I think, the fastest anybody's ever had. And that's why he could catch up to any pitch like this. So, yes, I do believe. And I would say, if you asked him the same question in 10 years,
he would say the same
thing. I'd still say he could do it. I think Barry Bonds, and Tony, I know, thinks this, is the greatest hitter who ever lived.
Yep.
That's saying Ted Williams. That's saying... If you want to go Babe, if you want to say Tony Gwynn Sr. is the greatest hitter you ever saw, whoever it is you think, Barry Bonds is probably better than them. Because he just, it's incredible what he could do. And don't go to the steroid thing. Because with or without
it. He's not on steroids anymore.
Right? He's 60 now. I've seen videos of Barry Bonds, and I don't know how to describe this, but I believe it was in Japan somewhere. And they brought him out there. And they put a guy behind a fence or something, or a wall, and he threw around the... It was something where Barry Bonds couldn't see the ball until it got to home plate.
And he hit it?
And he hit it out of the ballpark.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the guy can do things that no one could do swinging. So I'm going to go yes.
He hit, in his final season of his career, 28 home runs that year. That's
yeah, and you know how many pitches he got to hit that year?
Not many.
29.
Because his walking, yes, he had 132 walks that
year. He still walked every time up. So when he got a pitch to hit, he hit a home run. I don't know of any other hitter who can say that. And that's why I say I think he's the best hitter.
All right.
Number one.
Chris, you have to look at my screen real quick, but there was a tweet out there. Actually, you know what? I'm going to retweet this in about 5 minutes or so. But Taco Bell has revealed a new taco where the shell is made out of cheese.
Okay.
You're up first.
Yeah.
Would you eat this?
Nope.
Why?
I'm in the business. Again, I'm going to lose sponsorship money. I'm going to lose sponsorship money here.
Oh, gosh.
I'm in the business of telling anybody who lives in San Diego that we have places called Roberto's, and you just should never go to a Taco Bell and waste your calories there. So that's why I wouldn't eat this, because I wouldn't be a Taco Bell. If you live in Cheyenne, Wyoming, I get it. Taco Bell's as good as you're going to do.
You've never been to Cheyenne Mexican food.
You know what I mean, though. But you live in San Diego now. You got Roberto's, you got Alberto's, you got Sombrero's, you got on and on and on. It could go... Stop going to Taco Bell.
Yes, I'm eating
this. I just lost. I lost the sponsorship, but what can I do?
I am eating this, yes. I'm at least eating it
You're
once.
Eating it, though, because it's a taco wrapped with cheese, basically.
That sounds like
You're
heaven.
You're into it.
That sounds like heaven, Chris.
You're in. Okay.
I think that Taco Bell, we've said this before, Taco Bell is okay every once in a while here in the city of San Diego. They wouldn't have Taco Bells if people didn't go.
Fair enough. But, and I've had people say, you know, Taco Bell's maybe quicker than some of these other places.
Depends on the day.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Happy hour next. Hey, it's Scraby here, and we're building a community called the Scrabinators. All you need to